You are listening to Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Still to come, Dave and Tom continue their weekly in-depth study of the doctrine of salvation. Please stay with us. Now, contending for the faith. In this regular feature, Dave and Tom respond to questions from listeners and readers of the Berean Call. Here's this week's question. Dear Dave and Tom, I've been a believer for about 10 years, and recently I've been going through rough times, physically and spiritually. The result has been that I've begun to doubt my own salvation. I'm aware that the Bible teaches that I can have assurance of my salvation, but the troubling things I'm going through have left me confused. Can you guys help me out here?
Well, Tom, help her or him out.
Well, first of all, Dave, I think we can empathize. You know, the Lord loves us, and we don't know everything, but we can know, and we ought to know, the basis for our salvation. And it's very simple. He did it all. We couldn't do anything except receive the gift of salvation that He provides, and He promises it to us. Right. So if somebody asks me, again, and I've been low in the faith and struggling sometimes, but it always comes back to, wait a minute, Jesus promised. This is what He did. Mm-hmm. For God so loved the world, He sent His only begotten right. Son. And I put my trust in Him, and if He's true, and He is true, and we know we can right. be encouraged, we can have that reinforced just by reading God's Word, by seeing fulfillment of prophecy. I'm talking about the first coming, absolutely, mm-hmm. and then if mm-hmm. all those things came to pass, we can look forward to the rest of prophecy mm-hmm. being fulfilled. So there are great encouragements, and I would add one thing, Dave. I know in my own experience about getting low spiritually and even physically and spiritually, my focus was on me. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that's everybody's problem, but that was my problem. As soon as I got back to the truth of God's Word and to His promises, boom, there's a change.
Well, Tom, we can face difficult times. I face difficult times. I'm sure not as difficult, perhaps, as what this person is going through, although we don't have details. On the other hand, this person could be comforted by the fact that probably he or she is not facing anything nearly as difficult as Job faced, or as those heroes of the faith in Hebrews 11 faced. Mm-hmm. They were sawn asunder. They literally were sawed in pieces. They were hated, persecuted. They wandered about, Scripture says, in sheepskins and goatskins. They were destitute, tormented, naked. They dwelt in dens and caves of the earth, pursued by those who wanted to kill them. I've just been reading some accounts of what is happening right today in Indonesia, of Christians who are being hacked to pieces with machetes, mm-hmm. who are being killed, slaughtered by Muslims.
Well, we can think about Afghanistan.
Well, what's been happening in Afghanistan.
Those missionaries.
Or the Sudan, mm-hmm. where millions have literally been killed. They're being tortured. They're sold into slavery. There is an active slave market in Sudan today. And that slave market is patronized by other Muslim countries. Gaddafi buys many slaves. And you can imagine women whose breasts are being cut off so they can't nurse their children. I mean, you don't even want to talk about this sort of thing. So this person's trials, I don't think, are as great as theirs. Mm-hmm. Read what Paul says about what he suffered. He says, in labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, in deaths oft. He's comparing himself with other Christians. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. In other words, I got 39 lashes. 40 would kill you. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. The Bible only tells us about one of those occasions. A night and a day I've been in the deep. The book of Acts did not give us the details of that. In journeys often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils by mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in the sea, among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness, and so forth. And yet this Paul, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, could say, our light affliction. He writes from prison to the Philippians, and he says, my God will supply all your need. He encourages them. And in 2 Corinthians 4, he said, our light affliction, is what he called it, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things that are seen, but the things that are not seen. For the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are not seen are eternal. Yeah. I have a little saying, Tom. I'm sorry, I'm going on too long, but I'll give you a moment here. I have a little saying. I'm in the dentist chair. I don't like Novocaine. Come out with a fat lip. So I generally, unless it's something really bad, I don't take Novocaine. I just endure the pain. Or I've had problems, you know, in some overseas situations and so forth. I just remind myself, this too shall pass. Mm-hmm. This too shall pass. It always does. But this whole life is but a moment. It's going to pass. And we want to honor our Lord by trusting in Him, in His promise.
Yeah. Dave, either what you read about Paul and what you said on your own behalf and in your own situations, either that's just delusion, you guys are just talking to yourselves, or it's reality, that there are no circumstances that can steal the joy that you have in the Lord. And that's the reality, that Christ has overcome. He is our overcomer in every situation, every circumstance, as long as we'll look to Him and trust in Him and know and really experience the joy that He's provided regardless of our circumstance. Mm-hmm.
Scripture says, in everything. It doesn't say, give thanks for everything. But in every circumstance, give thanks. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And it does help to thank the Lord for His love, for the redemption we have in Him. Mm-hmm. That lifts us up no matter what the circumstances.
Dave, I have to add one thing to this, or not add, but his question was salvation. He's doubting his salvation.
Right. There's no reason to doubt. You either believe in Christ or you don't. And it's all up to Him, not to us.